Greetings, Word Horde.
We're here with an exciting option for you, a version of our podcast without any ads.
That's right. No advertising interruptions, just the content you love, ready to go in your favorite podcast apps like Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
It's another way to support the show, ensuring that we keep bringing you the word stories and language explorations that you love. Try it at waywardradio.org/adfree.
And it's affordable. For just a small subscription fee, you can enjoy Away with Words uninterrupted, except by us.
Plus, it makes a great gift. Know somebody who loves language as much as you do? Give them the gift of words.
Easy to sign up, easy to enjoy. It's the same Away with Words, just streamlined for your listening pleasure. Go to waywardradio.org/adfree.
Support us, support the show, and enjoy an ad-free listening experience.
waywardradio.org/adfree. Thank you.
Welcome to another edition of the Language Headlines minicast from Away with Words. I'm Grant Barrett. Ever since it started looking like Barack Obama was more than a long shot for his party's nomination, pollsters and pundits have been talking about the Bradley effect. It's when polls show a black political candidate way out in front, and yet when the votes are cast, the black candidate barely wins or doesn't even win at all. As William Sapphire writes in the New York Times, the expression comes from Tom Bradley's loss of the governorship of California in 1982. Then, polls predicted that he would win, but in fact, he lost by a small margin. Many people at the time felt that Bradley, who was black, lost because hidden racists wouldn't admit to pollsters their true intentions. Also in the campaign coverage is an ongoing discussion of bilingual education. Is it better to teach immigrant children only in English, or should we teach them in a language they already know? That's the premise of a debate on the New York Times Education Watch blog. The presidential candidate's views come under some scrutiny by a couple of experts, but most interesting are the reader comments. One wrote, "I am struck by how much the debate about the quantity of English in the classroom quickly devolves from a sensible search for the best strategy to an ideological war that produces some very silly teaching strategies." And speaking of campaigns, ever heard of the word fubsy? Well, British dictionary publisher Collins is threatening to cut that and other archaic words from its dictionaries. It's mainly a public relations effort, but they've succeeded in bringing out the word lovers to nominate and mull favorite archaic words of their own. Fubsy, by the way, means short and stout. And finally, it's the latest in a long line of similar sites, but a new favorite blog is Wordsplosion. There you'll find photographs of English gone wrong, like the grocery store sign that says dairy choices, and under that it says cheese and cheese. You can find links to Wordsplosion and to all of these stories on the website of Away with Words, public radio's call-in show about words and language at waywardradio.org. For Away with Words, I'm Grant Barrett.
Support for Away with Words comes from WordSmart, the vocabulary-building software. Improving your vocabulary, reading comprehension, and critical thinking skills will increase your chances for success. Learn more online at wordsmart.tv. And from iUniverse, supported self-publishing. Is there a book in you? Find out how to publish it at 1-800-AUTHORS or learn more online at iUniverse.com.